God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Oh, you sound so good. I'm sorry. I know I do this a lot, but you always sound great. So I have to hear it again. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
Good
morning. I welcome you this morning to First Church here on the square in Warsaw. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your presence. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor here, or at least I'm told that I am. And so, but anyway, it's a great day to be alive. This is a great church to worship with and be involved with, and so we do welcome you. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. The ushers at this time will pass out the registration pads, and if you would put your name, address, and telephone number, email address if you have that, and if our regular worshipers could be a good example for our visitors, that would even be even better. But if our visitors would also fill those out so that we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us, we would definitely appreciate that. As you fill those out, I am asking that we do something a little different. If you give your time and hands-on mission during the week, I ask that you say that in that signature line somewhere. Not within the walls of this church, but in the community. If you do hands-on mission within the community, the conference is asking us to keep track of that so we know how much our church is being Jesus to the community. And so if you do that, I would certainly appreciate that, and I can have a better understanding of what our church does in this community, because I know already that many people do things and have done things for years that very few people know about, but it is a ministry to this community. And I praise God for you all, and I thank you for doing that. But I just, the conference wants to know that, and I think it's a great idea. So if you would support that information, that would be great. Also, if you would turn to your announcement sheet in your bulletin, make sure you take this home, keep it with your calendar. There are a couple things that I would like to, if you notice the second paragraph down, Summer Camps 2008, please, these are sitting on the back table here. We want a good number of our youth going to summer music camp this year. We have a great music camp. I don't even know what to say about that. we have a great church. Yeah, we'll make music. A great church camp program here in Missouri, of which Jamie and I have the pleasure of being a part at Wilderness Camp. I believe it's the last week or the fourth week of July that we direct a camp up in Wilderness in Lawson, Missouri. We really want all of our youth, as much as possible, to be involved with our camping ministries. We know that we have some help on the application fee. So we have, I believe, $50 up to 10. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Up to 10 campers that apply. We have $50 apiece that we can scholarship. And we're hoping to get more, but just haven't confirmed that yet. So please think seriously about this. If you have any youth that you have influence of over in their life, please suggest that to them so that they can be part of what God is doing in our church camp ministry. Also, the youth, speaking of youth, in this stairwell going down here, there's a place you can sign up to bring food for them in their Ignite meetings. They begin at 6 o'clock, and for the first 30 minutes, they eat, which the youth greatly appreciate all the food that is brought to them. There's usually, well, as of late, an average of about 25 youth, praise God. And so, maybe a couple people could sign up each Sunday to do that. They would greatly appreciate that if you feel that to be a ministry that you could take part in. So please do that. Pay attention to all of your inserts. This one is particularly easy to miss. Caring Ministries. Our director of Caring Ministries, Mary Norton, is wanting some information. So if you feel called to do that as well, please make sure that you pay attention to all of those inserts. Well, again, thank you so much for being present. You ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
I think I caught him off guard. What do you think? Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
Awesome. We will have an opening prayer and a prelude as our candles are lit, and then we will begin our service. Let us pray.